What generation is going to get a hold of it? Now Brother Hagin's in the great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. You know what he's doing right now? I believe he's seeing this. I believe he's hearing this. Come on, do it. Get a hold of this. Get a hold of this. And so he comes back. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And it says he went straight from there. He returned in the power of the Spirit and went out of fame throughout the whole region. And he went into the synagogue. That's the synagogue we went to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah. And it is a tradition that you, on the Sabbath, read what is already supposed to be read. It's already made out to be read. Are you with me? It's a custom. And it says, he opened it and he found where it was written. So he's breaking custom. This is what I believe. You don't have to believe this. And he's finding, whether he's scrolling or going like this or he's on his iPad, whatever. And he finds out where it was written. Now, what did he study as a young child? Give me that Isaiah, what was it? Isaiah 10. That one in Isaiah I gave you. I wish I had those here. I usually do. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, here it is. What did he study as a young boy? Now, remember the rabbi who said he saw fire in his eyes? Y'all remember that? Y'all, I need your heads or something to do something. And it shall come to pass in that day, his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And that's from Satan. And shall be destroyed. Everybody say destroyed. Destroyed. The Hebrew word for destroyed is not broken. Broken can be fixed if you don't believe me. Go out and look at some of the cars. You'll see duct tape and whatever. But destroyed here means crushed until there's no more evidence of it. You cannot tell what it once was. Because of what? Now, the anointed one is reading this as a boy. Y'all getting this? Oh, come on. And it's in him. And then he grows up. John the Baptist comes along. It happens. And he shows up in the synagogue. And this yoke destroying, crushing anointing is upon me. I am the anointed one. I am anointed. And he looks up in Isaiah. Where is it? I studied it as a young man. And he looks up there and he finds this scripture. And it says, where'd I go? Oh, I'm looking for it. Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves. Here we go. Well, it's the same one where it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Hold on, I want to find it. Oh, I can't believe it. Yeah, I got it on my notes, though, just to make it easier, and it's not easier, right? Okay. Hold on. Okay. Yeah. Okay, it's Isaiah 61:1. She's right. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he hands the scroll back. Now, get ready for this, everybody. And the Bible says, now this is one of those things you can believe or not believe. And it says he sat down. Now, where you read in the tabernacle, they have a chair that they make, and only nobody can sit in that chair except for God. Why would it say he sat down? Why did it not say everywhere else in the Bible where he sat down? That'd be a lot of times, wouldn't it? Oh, and by the tree he sat down. Are y'all with me? Very purposeful. And he sat down. You know what I believe? I believe he sat in that chair. Because you can go by
the response of all the people who were there because they couldn't believe. They said, "Who do you think you are?" And he sat down in that chair. And I believe he just didn't do a little passive kind of hope nobody gets upset, sit. I believe it was kick back, leg back up on the arm. Huh? You looking at me?